Holly Tilton Byrne, seeking her third term on the council. She's a fourth-generation Brookings County native, attended Brookings High School and SDSU. She works in the nonprofit sector and is the former chair of the Sustainability Committee. What led to her decision to seek re-election to the city council? Tilton Byrne says she has thoroughly enjoyed her time on the council.
And it's been really an honor and a privilege to serve this community. As we all know, the last couple of years have been really challenging. But even in the midst of those challenges, it's been a real honor to just be able to hear what the people of Brookings think and talk with them about their concerns and just react with that in mind. And so I hope to be able to do that for another 3 years.
What does she think of the way the Brookings City Council responded to the COVID-19 pandemic? Tilton Byrne believes they did the best they could with a bad situation.
Nobody gets a training manual on how to cope through a pandemic as a city council member. So one of the things that I was really focused on doing is looking at data and information that we received from area professionals and being a part of a collaborative of different groups in town that were definitely going to be decision makers in how their entities moved forward through the pandemic.
What does Tilton Byrne see as the most pressing need for Brookings?
The most pressing needs, obviously, is affordable housing, and I would say mental health issues are definitely pressing as well. And then the other piece that I've always kind of believed as a city council member is kind of looking at everything holistically. I talk a lot about sustainability, and when I talk about that, I mean not only environmental sustainability, but also economic and social sustainability.